We continue with the day's top business news at 26 minutes past 6. Now looking at Business Leadership South Africa's call to meet with all governing ANC presidential candidates to discuss the future of the country's economy. BLSA's Communications Director Themba Maseko joins us for this conversation. Welcome to Money Talk, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, and good evening to you and to your listeners.
Thank you so much. So has there been any response from the governing ANC's presidential candidates following BLSA's request?
We are at the point where we're just negotiating dates that will be suitable for the candidates and for some of our board members who are very busy people, CEOs of large corporations listed in those for exchange. So we're just waiting for a date, yeah.
Talk to us then about the aim of these engagements. What is the thinking from Business Leadership South Africa in terms of the type of engagements that will be had with every single candidate?
Well, the first point is to just indicate that we are worried about the state of the economy, especially ahead of the rating agencies announcing their decisions about whether to downgrade South Africa or not. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we think that there is an urgent need for the economy to be back on track. Our economy needs a jumpstart. So the conversation with the candidates is to basically understand their vision, but also share our concerns with them and make an appeal for them to, you know, agree to work with government or with business if they are elected, so that we can work together to jumpstart the economy.
Is this unorthodox for Business Leadership South Africa? Even South Africa as a country in the political and business space where you find that such engagements would be had with presidential candidates going into an elective conference by the governing ANC?
Well, I don't know. We basically are trying to take a very proactive approach here where we highlight the importance of growing the economy in an inclusive way and getting government to start perceiving business as the enemy of the people. Mm-hmm. BLSA represents CEOs who are truly and really committed to fixing all the challenges that we have in the country, but they require some indication from government to say, this is what we are going to do to deal with, for instance, policy uncertainty, the regulatory environment, things that are actually having a negative impact on business sentiment. So we've got to sit down with these leaders, discuss our concerns about the economy, tell them what we think they should do. They'll obviously tell us what they think business should be doing. But ultimately, we've got to find each other so that we put the interests of the country first by making sure that firstly the conference happens in a successful way, but that after elections, whoever gets elected, must understand that it's absolutely vital for the economy to be put back on track, and that it must be done in a partnership format between business and government, and business and government leaders.
So lastly, that's really what we're trying to do here. Lastly, is there hope, Mr. Maseko, of a better South Africa with the new administration post the governing ANC's elective conference and going into an election year?
Well, the first thing is that the ANC leadership needs to make sure that the conference happens. But we are very, as business, we are very optimistic that when facts are put on the table to get business or government leaders to understand the seriousness of the state of our economy, we are optimistic that they'll be able to listen, understand, and agree to work with us to ensure that we put together a plan that will jumpstart the economy. So we are very optimistic.
Thank you so much.
And we think also Africans should remain optimistic about the future of this country.
Thank you very much for your contribution. Business Leadership South Africa's Communications Director, Themba Maseko, talking us through the organization's call to meet with all governing ANC's presidential candidates ahead of the party's elective conference next month to discuss the future of the South African economy.